Speaking as an octogenarian, I do not have a lot of time for dithering. When a decision is required, I gather the facts as best I can. I think they call that due diligence now. Consider the pros and cons and get on with whatever the chore was. If the consequence of my decision is uncertain, I do the coin flipping thing where you call it heads, and if you feel bad about the result of the toss, use that as the sign of what you believe to be the correct action. Heads, I get the haircut today instead of waiting another week to get more value from the $22 buzz cut. Given the expected construction time for the Kastellholm project, one might think that some of the board members and mayors would not have time to waste on dithering. Now, said members and mayors may think that they will not end up in long-term care, but I would not count on the certainty of soothsayers or financial advisors nor even your own health competency as to where you will be in your golden years. Best you get on with the business at hand. Growing up in the country, we had a neighboring farmer whom Dad called Farmer Dither. Farmer Dither could not make up his mind when to plant in the spring, too often waiting for the right sign from the moon or the farmer's almanac and thus getting a poor crop that did not have time to mature before the fall frosts. Likewise, Farmer Dither would hesitate to mow his hay or put the combine into the field of oats. Occasionally, his hesitating and dithering paid off, but it was his cows and chickens that kept him from bankruptcy. A cow with a full udder does not dither but bawl her head off. A hen with an egg reading for the laying cannot dither. And when Mrs. Dither rang the supper bell, you best get yourself to the table. Mayor MacDonald had some remarks about not dithering when it came to getting things done in North Bay, citing projects in the past that have borne fruit for the municipality. The mayor did not, as I recall, actually use the word dithering, and that sent me to Professor Google in case the word had taken on a new meaning, as many have done since my youth, for surely some of the folks working on the Kastellholm project have been dithering. Wouldn't you know it, the use and meaning has changed or at least taken on new connotations. Dithering can mean adding white noise to reduce distortion. Perhaps the mayor knew about dithering in the recording industry, as that is part of the movie-making business that has come to the city. Nonetheless, it must seem to the ordinary layman that there has been a distortion of the facts around the whole project, not only the financing but the tendering process, even though it is claimed that it was all properly vetted by architects, lawyers, and contractors, not to mention staff. Adding white noise on purpose to trade a little bit of low-level hiss for a great deal of distortion sounds like local mayors and councillors have practiced making music, no offense to Councillor Bill who can still hit some high notes. Coloring the image of the Kastellholm board in such a way that there appears to be more colors in it than are really available is also called dithering, not that anyone would paint the members as having another agenda such as their electability in the next municipal election. 10 years on, with costs of labor and materials, not to mention their availability, rising like a fundy tide, it is time to stop dithering, use whatever definition you like. If we, the taxpayers in the area, are going to add beds and bricks, let us get the lead out. If, on the other hand, we, our fearless leaders, after consulting lawyers, think we should get out of the LTC business, then put the place up for sale or just give it to the province. Come on, Farmer Dither, we the sheep are bawling for action. Put up the for sale sign, or shear us if you will, but get that LTC addition started.